The reading for Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, Text 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. I leave it to myself where it's very long. Pratihat suvarchalayam pratihat radayastraya san ejya kovida shunava pratihar pratihartu sutyam aja humanav ajani vajatam. Is it street translation or?
Yeah.
Pratihat.
Pratihat.
From King Pratihat. Suparchalayam. In the womb of his wife. Named Suparchala. Pratihatri. Adaya Straya. The three sons of. Three sons Pratiharta. Prastota and Udgata
Asam
came into being.
Itya
Kovidaha, who were all very expert in the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas. Shunavaha, sons. Pratihartu, from Pratiharta. Stutyam, in the womb of Stuti, his wife. Aja Bhumanav, the two sons Aja and Bhuma. Ajanishatam, were brought into existence. In the womb of his wife, Subhachala, Pratiha, begat three sons named Pratiharta, Prastota, and Udgata. These three sons were very expert in performing Vedic rituals. Pratiharta begot two sons named Aja and Bhuma in the womb of his wife named Stuti. No, purport. Read the next one. Puna Rishikana everyone. Puna Rishika Shayam Udgita Tata Prastava Devakulyayam Prastavam Niyutsayam Hridayaja Asit Vibhur Vibhur Chamcha Prithu Shenas Tasman Nakta Kutyam Jagge Nakta Druti Putra Gayo Rajarshi Pravaraudara Shravajayata Sakshat Bhagavato Vishnu Jagat Pirakshya Pirakshya Girtha Satrasya Kalatma Vataya Di Lakshanane Lakshanena Maha Purushattam Praptaha. Should I just read the translation? In the womb of his wife, Rishikula, King Bhuma begot a son named Udgita. From Udgita's wife, Devakulya, a son named Prasittaya was born. And Prasittaya begot a son named Vibhu through his wife, Niyutsa. In the womb of his wife, Rati, Vibhu begot a son named Prithushena. Prithushena begot a son named Nikta in the womb of his wife, named Akuti. Nakta's wife was Duti, and from her womb the great king Gaya was born. Gaya was very famous and pious. He was the best of saint kings. Lord Vishnu and his expansions, who are means meant to protect the universe, are always situated in the transcendental mode of goodness, known as Vishuddha Sattva. Being the direct expansion of Lord Vishnu, King Gaya was also situated in the Vishuddha Sattva. Because of this, Maharaj Gaya was fully equipped with transcendental knowledge. Therefore, he was called Mahapurusha. Purport. From this verse, it appears that the incarnation of God are various. Some are part and parcel of the direct expansion, and some are direct expansion of Lord Vishnu. A direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Amsa or Swamsa, whereas an incarnation from Swam or Amsa is called Kala. Among the Kalas, there are Vihunamsa, Jivas, or living entities. These are counted among the Jiva Tattvas. Those who come directly from Lord Vishnu are called Vishnu Tattvas, and are sometimes designated as Mahapurusha. Another name for Krishna is Mahapurusha, and a devotee is sometimes called Mahapaurushita. Okay. This is the description of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. He is the origin of all incarnations. Source of all incarnation is Krishna, and from him comes other incarnations, Vishnu Tattvas. And Vishnu is, there are three Vishnus who create the universe and the living entities within the universe. There's Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kiridakshaya Vishnu, and the Vishnu that resides in everyone's heart as the Kiridakshaya Vishnu, the Super Soul, the three Vishnus. So so there's a system in creation of the Lord in this universe. So it's not like there's a system in spiritual creation. So everything works under the direction of Krishna. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Shuyate Shacharacharam. That it is mentioned that the material nature of this, that's working under his direction. So there is a system for everything. It's not that it's all accidental. And the creation in this universe is taking place under the direct expansion of Lord Krishna and his personal expansion, who is his Vishnu Tattvas. And then there's Guru Tattvas, spiritual master. And spiritual master also is an expansion of Krishna. They are known as the empowered incarnation. The spiritual masters they're empowered by Krishna, so they are also very special. So that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yuge yuge dharmasya glani bhavati Bharata." I come whenever there is a decline in religious practice in this universe. So Krishna comes, or he sends his representative as the guru, the spiritual master. So it's not that everything is just happening accidentally. Mundane people, they always say, "Oh, it's all accidental, it's due to my own work." There's a system. Even us being in this world, there is the creator who created us. So it's not just all happening. There's Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Brahma is the creator. In this planet, he fills up the universe with the population. Like we are reading in the previous Bhagavatam, Pitu Maharaj, and before that, what's his name? He was filling up the Jagya ceremony. Narada Muni, he converted them all into brahmacharis. Pritu Maharaj. Yeah, so we're just reading that. So this universe, there's a system how it's all created. Originally, the universe is coming from the body of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean in the universe. And then from his body coming all the different universes, like it's mentioned, like the mustard seeds, so many When you drop a sack of mustard seed on the ground, it's like you can't count. There's so many. That many universes are coming out of his body. And when he's breathing out, inhaling, exhaling, they're going in as he inhaling. As they're exhaling, they're coming out. So that's within that time, this, all this creation is taking place. Just the time when he's breathing in and out. That's like us, when we breathe in, when we breathe out. That's time period. It's very quick. But in a universal time, it's so vast, we can't imagine. Millions and even millions of time passes. So it's very hard for us actually to understand this point. But as we know, if you can actually study the Bhagavatam, it's very clear. People who are not Krishna conscious, for them it's very difficult to understand this creation taking place. We sell Bhagavatam to someone who doesn't know anything. They read this, they may not understand. But they will consult the devotees. They read the Bhagavatam, and gradually they will know. If someone is interested to study the Bhagavatam, gradually, because they want to know, they have an intention to know, Krishna will help them to study, to guide them from within, to know about Him, about Krishna. So, it's not that I can say, I will study and I will know it. It's not like a professionalism. You go to university and study. These scriptures, one have to be humble to study the scriptures under the guidance of the Vaishnavas. You can buy the book. That itself, when you desire to buy a book from a devotee, means you have some desire to know about Krishna. So that person becomes your guru, because he's giving you, he's showing you the path. Basically, literally that means that person becomes your guru. He's showing you to how to find out the truth of life and creation, the universe. So you can know from the Bhagavatam. But at the same time, if he had that attitude, I will know, that's not the way you can know. Tadbhiti paripatena parivrashnaya shevaya. Krishna says that you can know me through pariprasnana shevaya, through service, sevaya, and inquiry. Tadvidhi pariprasnana shevaya. Those who have imparted knowledge unto you, he can show you. Upadakshanti gyanina tattadarshina. Tattadarshina is one who has seen the truth. He can impart to you that knowledge. So it's not that it's all in our attitude. So similarly, Bhagavatam is pointing out there's a system, everything has a system in the creation. There's a storyline, and the Bhagavatam has its philosophical line where it explains how creation, like he is a family lineage from one womb to the other, person is taking birth. That's why it's mentioned. Why is this so important? Who is taking birth? Because he's showing how in the spiritual lineage there is a system of creation. So their names are mentioned here. But ultimately, it's proving that Bhagavatam is born from a spiritual individual, a devotee. He spoke like Sukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj, he heard it. So it was born from the mouth of a devotee who spoke. So sometimes the devotee is known as Book Bhagavata. And Book Bhagavata means Devotee Bhagavata and Book Bhagavata. So this is a Book Bhagavatam and Devotee Bhagavatam. It's same, because we speak about Krishna and the books are also talking about Krishna. So it's not that it's... My point is, it's not that it's all accidental. There is a system. That system is created by God Himself. Spiritual creation is taking place by Krishna Himself. Originally, He is not involved in any creation. Actually, Govinda Krishna, He is not doing anything. He is just playing with His devotees in the spiritual world, playing on His flute. But the work is done by Vishnu, the three Vishnus. Why Vishnu has four arms? Because they're working. They're in office. And Lord Krishna is playing on flute, because people who play on the flute, they are very happy. They're not working. They play on flute. So Vishnu, he has a club, Sudarshan Chakra, and a conch, and lotus. They all have a reason why they're holding that. So, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Shiva, he destroys, Brahma creates, and Vishnu maintains. So, ultimately, I was saying this before, to maintain something is a very difficult task. And that's the task that Vishnu has to do. He is maintainer. Brahma creates. We can easily create, but somebody who... And even Brahma is working under the direction of Krishna. He doesn't just create. Krishna will tell him when to create, when to do things. Just like in the management, there is a top and then there's a next level down. There's a system. You know, president, vice president, temple commander, and so on and so forth. There's a system. And then prime minister, and then there's a... in different states, they have their own ministers, but they're all working under that prime minister. Similarly, Krishna has that system within the universe, in this creation. So, but in this world, the prime minister have to work also. He is not the ultimate. And they have the cabinet meeting, and they all they come together and they discuss how to manage Australia or any other country. Now they have in the G7, and they're talking how to manage the world and how to make it world better place, pollution free, you know, climate change. There are different talking going on, subjects. So they need to come together, discuss these things for the better of the human being, for better of the society, so we can live more peacefully without disease. So there's a system here. So similarly, Krishna, he is thinking also in the same way. He has a system. Krishna is up there at the top, and they, a long time ago, they had this picture of Krishna playing the flute, and he's chanting the mantra and going into the ear of the Vishnus, and then they're going down to Gurus, and they have Guru Parampara system. Have you seen that picture? It's very old. They used to have it back to God in magazine. So this way, there's Krishna is on the top, and he is directing all the Vishnus, and they are working under the direction of Krishna. It's not that Krishna is just playing flute and he doesn't know anything. He is fully aware of everything. Krishna's playing flute means at the same time He is completely cognizant, fully aware, the Supreme Person of the Godhead. Why do we say that? Because he is fully aware of everything. Sometimes you work in a company and the boss, they're traveling here, they're never in the office. But they report to him. They have another person under him. They report how is it going and this time the sales. How much their weekly sales, how much went out, how much coming in, the monthly report, weekly day report, who is doing what, all this report is going. So he may be traveling here and there, but he knows what's going on, he's being reported. But that is a mundane example. But Krishna himself is there within every living entity, as Paramatma. So he is a supreme manager. I'm just giving an example, but in the case of God, the supreme God of all God and Godhead, he's sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Like two birds in a tree. One is eating the fruit, the other is observing. We are eating the fruit, doing this, doing that. We think we are doing this, doing that. But it's all being done by God. He's enabling us to do those activities. Like I'm giving the talk now. Suddenly I can't speak. What's going to happen? I can't speak. Right? Suddenly my hands doesn't move. And they're cooking all this food. Suddenly I can't digest. So there is somebody being controlling us. Like a puppet. Have you seen a puppet show? So they pull the string, somebody from behind, and the puppet is thinking, we look like from a screen, puppet's doing so many things, but somebody's pulling it from behind. So we're like the puppet. We're being pulled by three modes of material nature, who are working under the direction of Krishna. We are thinking, ahankara vimalatma. We are thinking, out of ego, we think, I am the doer. Actually, we are not the doer of anything. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, I'm the good singer, you know, I'm leading this kirtan, and here, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm a good cleaner, I'm a good cook. In fact, we are like puppet. We are made to do those things. Actually, all are done by Krishna himself. He's giving us the power. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the ability in man. By his mercy, we can move our mouth. I always have this feeling. You know, that when you think in this way, Krishna will give you more energy to serve him. You can dance more, sing more, because you're thinking of Krishna, he'll give you the power. As soon as you think, I'm the door, you become weak. Krishna will draw your energy. I always feel this way. So we have to always, Krishna consciousness means always going to the root. Who is the doer behind everything? Krishna is. Give Krishna the credit. Always give him the love and the credit. He is standing there on the altar. Everyone is cooking for Krishna, dressing him. So many offerings a day. So much work for his... somebody who is not Krishna conscious, they think, why are you fussing over him so much? He's just standing there. Doing, you know, and you all like working so hard. But we all know, he is not standing there. He is there in our heart. But he is there accepting our service. If you didn't work for Krishna, if you didn't think of Krishna, if you didn't go to the root cause of everything, see Krishna behind everything, then who are you going to see? You. Who gave you the power? Or you give the power, you give your credit to your boss? Who gave him the credit to move his hands and legs? So, in every aspect of our philosophy, and we always know that we know that Krishna is behind everything. It's simple. But people don't want to know who is the creator. Just like now they have this coronavirus. It didn't just come from somewhere and nowhere. Somebody made it. They're talking. They want to find the source of it. They have the exposure. And they want to know where it came from. Who made it at first? You know, Krishna didn't create coronavirus. He loves us. He gave us clean water, fresh air. He didn't give us disease. We made the disease. We want to hurt people. Krishna doesn't want to hurt us. He loves us. And not many years ago, you can drink water from a river. Now we have to drink from water. Why? We made the water dirty. Isn't it? Why is it, you know, there's problem in the universe and pollution? Because we have so many cars and so many factories that polluting the air. Many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago, you can breathe the air so clean. So whose fault is it? So Krishna, he is the supreme creator of the best things, of all the best things. We make the world bad place. So this coronavirus thing, it's so you want to know where it came from. So similarly, we want to know that some people say that God is very cruel because he made the world very miserable. He created the disease, he created all the problems. If God loves us, why he made all these problems for us? They say like this in Bengal. Keno koreche. Why did he make us suffer? And he's just playing flute, enjoying himself. Actually, like I said, He didn't make us miserable. We can live very peacefully where everyone is fighting each other. This is my country. They're barking at each other like a dog. Why do you come here? You need visa. They said, welcome to Australia. Underneath they said, why do you come here? So everyone, even if you're born here, at one time you'll die. But the country will be still here. But we think, this is my land. I was born here. This belongs to me. Cat and dog also born here. But we're eating them, you know, like animals. So, we have to give Krishna the credit for all the good things. So we say, I did the best things. Bad things I didn't do. That's God's work. He did that. This is how non-devotee says. God gave us the best things. We made it the worst. We made our body sick. All the sickness comes from our stomach. Because you eat too much food and wrong food. You're eating ice cream in the middle of the night. And you can't digest. You don't drink enough water. So, who made the problem? We made the problem ourselves, not God. So, they say, God doesn't exist. If God, who created you, if God doesn't exist? So your parents created. I was born from my father and mother. They created me. Who created them? All the way it goes to God. Then they say, who created God? Then you have to ask God who created you. So, Bhagavatam is Janmadasya Yataha, the origin of everything. Janma, created, is Krishna, the source of all this. All came from Krishna. That's the first verse of Bhagavatam. Janmadasya Yataha, that all things, the ultimate truth, is that absolute truth, is that Bhagavan, who is the creator of all things. He is the creator of all the entities. He is the creator of the universe. Everything comes from Him. Aham sarvasya prabhaho mataha sarvam pavartate. All spiritual and material come from Me, Krishna says. If you have a problem understanding, then tat vidhi pranipatena paripasnana seva, like I said, you have to inquire from a bona fide spiritual master with humility, submissive inquiry and service attitude. I want to know, show it to me. That doesn't work like that. If you go for a job interview, you have to be very qualified. You have to speak nicely, dress nicely. You show that you have to impress yourself. Similarly, you have to please Guru. Guru is pleased, then he will impart to you that knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. Not you demand to know. I want to know. Show it to me. We'll kick you out if you have that attitude. Isn't it? Just like if you come to Melbourne Temple and you know, people that come here, they're very nice. They know that God lives here. This is a temple. So they come in a very good attitude. They take off the shoe and then they register. They come in very humbly. They put money in the box. They see the deity. They pray. They have a right attitude. So you have to have that attitude. If you have a wrong attitude, you will not even come here. Similarly, amongst us also, the way to please Krishna is to please His devotees. Now you can beat the devotee around and then expect Krishna to love you. You have to respect each other. You have to respect the Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava respects even an ant crawling on the ground. What to speak, respect each other. That's the standard of devotion to Krishna. Devotional service is done in an humble mood. Isn't it? So Krishna consciousness is a very wonderful process where we can all live very peacefully. Not like cat and dog, they can't live peacefully. They're barking at each other. So when you have Krishna in the center, you see Krishna is the source of everything, He is the creator of everything. We want to love Him. Then everything becomes very harmonious and peaceful and shanti. That's why this is a very, very spiritual atmosphere. Here, everyone is serving Krishna because we see Krishna in the center of everything. He is in the temple. We love Him. Cooks are cooking for Him, and they're sweeping the road, they're cleaning. Everything here is surrounded by Krishna in the middle of it. So it's not like ordinary place. You just go and do your job and go away, and put your feet up on the chair and make some calls. You have to. We are here to impress Krishna. We are here to love Krishna. We are here to do service for the pleasure of Prabhupada. So the whole creation, the process of creation, the system of creation is to bring us to this point to understand that Bhagavan is the Supreme Godhead, the source of everything. Why are they talking all these creation things? Because you want to point out that who is the real creator. That real creator is Krishna. Supreme creator of all beings. It's very easy for us to understand if we want to understand. If you don't want to understand, then we get thick-headed. Then we get bombarded by other things because we don't want to know the truth. The real truth is the absolute truth, the supreme truth. That truth is can only janmatasyataha. That truth is only found in the Bhagavatam, not in the university. In university, you learn about material knowledge, book knowledge, material book knowledge, economics, how to maintain family, your life. But they don't give you the understanding of the ultimate truth of everything, the creator of everything, the supreme creator. So they are baffled. Moha, they're completely bewildered. They're under the influence of Maya, under the influence of three modes of material nature. They will not understand the spiritual knowledge. So the system of spiritual creation, the system of material creation, the material universe or the spiritual universes, they're two different things. In the spiritual world, there are millions and millions of universes. Millions universes, spiritual universes. And material world also, millions and millions of universes. Like we are living in one. This material universe, this is the smallest one. This universe, we're in the middle, like one universe, and inside one planet. This we're in the middle planet. We're living here. And there's lower planet, upper planet. So outside this universe, there are other universes, material universes. Outside the material universe, beyond this material universe, is spiritual sky, spiritual universes, where it's all eternal. The universe is there. It doesn't diminish like here. So Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, at the end, Shiva will destroy, but not the spiritual universes. Only material universes. And Vishnu is breathing in and out, inhaling, exhaling material universes. Spiritual universes, they are untouched. Tripad Vibhuti, Ekapad Vibhuti. Tripad means three-fourth. One-fourth. Material universes are one-fourth creation of Krishna. Tripad Vibhuti, three-fourth creation is a spiritual creation. And we think, wow, so much here. The real creation, the three-fourth of spiritual creation, there's so much more there. So material creation is only one part. It's only a small portion, actually. But we have no idea. There's so much more in the spiritual world. We are thinking, wow, so many people, they don't want to serve God. In fact, everyone is serving God in the spiritual world. So much more there. Even fish is chanting Hare Krishna, birds and Hare Krishna. Because in the spiritual world, they have all these things that we have in this world. So they have also in the spiritual world. So it's very hard for us to understand this thing because we are stuck in the material world. All we see is material things around us. So for us to grasp those spiritual things that mentioned in the Bhagavatam is very difficult because we only see what's around us. And we are, our mind, our brain is very tiny. We can't understand those higher things. But we can understand a little bit when explained to us by the acharyas, if we want to understand also. So it's not like you can tax your brain, you know. There's a system, you have to be humble, you have to serve the Vaishnavas. Why we talk about Vaishnava Seva, serving Vaishnavas? Because they have the power to make us understand, they can bless us. The subtle power, the blessing of a sadhu, blessing of a Vaishnava, blessing of Krishna. They are carrying that, the blessing. The Vaishnavas, they're carrying the mercy of Krishna. So they have the power to give to you. So when you talk about, you know, all these things, spiritual creation, material creation, it is way above our head. It's a very high topic. But it's easy for us to understand when we can systematically explain a little bit. Just like here, this world is here, and is this inside this country, this city is here. Inside the city, you know, this Victoria, one state, and Victoria, there are so many different country towns. And then there's this capital city is Melbourne, and inside Melbourne, there are so many different suburbs. And then they have the city center, and inside the city center, and there's Swanson Street. Inside the Swanson, and the side of the Swanson Street, we have Crossways. And then we have this Albert Park. And then you look in the Google, you find Albert Park. You come here, here you find the temple. And then when you come here, and there's a guy here, he's the president. And under that guy, there's another guy who is vice president. So this there's a system. There's, you know, coming down. Similarly, it's the spiritual creation like that. Krishna's up here, then the three Vishnus, the four Kumaras, like that. And there's the, all the way down here, the parampara system, how the guru to disciple, evam para prapaptam, imam raja sayavidu, Krishna says, this knowledge is imparted to originally Vivashan, sun god Vivashan. And coming down from him to all the way to there is Brahma, there is Narada Muni, all the way down to our Guru, Prabhupada, and to your Guru. Then you become a Guru like this. So knowledge is always handed down to us from Krishna. So Krishna says sometimes knowledge gets lost. Nashta gets lost because the spirit, the prana power is broken. But the knowledge is knowledge. But it gets lost only because of the broken parampara. So you break away from the parampara, it's like you're getting out of the track. You are losing yourself. It's not that the knowledge is lost. You are getting lost. Like a driver on a track. You can have a tram, train on a two track, they have monorail, one track. It doesn't matter. You have to remain in the track. That track is what parampara system is. That system is coming down. So if you go away and make your own parampara, then it's a problem. You're creating a problem. So Bhagavatam is giving us that system we have to follow. To know the Supreme God, Krishna, you need to follow the parampara system. Not make your own system. So this way, Krishna consciousness it remains valid and very accurate, very blissful if we follow this system. Okay, I'll stop here if anybody want to talk, ask some questions, and discuss a little bit.
So I have a question.
Yes.
So in the next few chapters we're going to hear about hell and hellish punishment. So God,
hellish.
Yeah, hellish punishments. Mm-hmm. So God loves us, like you mentioned, God doesn't want us to suffer, he loves us, you know. And why does he make us so cruel?
In the hell.
Yeah. It's really cruel, you know, you hear about it, you know, how people get how to suffer, you know, millions of years. Mm-hmm. So God really loves us and why is so cruel?
Yeah, I mean, why God is loving and why create the hell?
Yeah.
Somebody asked that same thing to Prabhupada when he was in UK. Prabhupada said, this England is hell. And then it came in the newspaper. The Swami says England is hell. So, if you look at it more, you think about it, how you think about it, how we're living, it's almost like a hell here. You know, you know, just now, people are living in a nice house. They built a house in the forest area, very nice scenery. And then suddenly, bushfire. They work so hard. They have their home for 40, 50 years. And they retire there. They weren't expecting that. All gone, suddenly. Big fire, it's all burned to ashes. So, you know, how do we know? I mean, why is this happening? There's always reason. So we talk about karma. You know, karma is a very complicated thing. So it's not that if you go to a place where there is a very nice place, very, very like a heavenly place, nice river and forest and scenery and like an island, beautiful rivers and ocean, clean water, you can live very nicely. Or you can also go to a place where there is a lot of not so clean and miserable place. So even in this world you can see there's two different things. So they have prison houses you can go to, you can live very freely. So why do you end up those places? You wish to go there. So, you think the God created? Of course, there are people who want to live in a dirty place, who want to be very mischievous. So for them, the management have to make a place where they can be very much more controlled. They have security to keep them under control. And there are good people who live in a very nice place. So, hellish planet is a place where people have to suffer because it's like the embassy, you know, or a hellish place. You can go to the embassy where it's very nice, and then you can go to the place where there is jail, like prison. So why do you want to go to prison? You can live in a very nice place. So why do you end up in the prison? So there's a reason for that, because they are mischievous. So it's all in the same country. You can walk around freely, but why do you end up in the prison? So similarly, this is a correction place. They go to hell so they can be corrected. It's not that they suffer, like the Christian, they say, you go to hell forever, you don't come up. It's not like that. They go there for some time and then they come up. Correction place. So, this temple room here is very peaceful, but it's very tough here to be a devotee. You have to follow four principles, you have to get up early, you have to not fight with the devotee. You have to be nice to each other, work cooperatively, follow the principles harmoniously. It's quite tough. Because out there, they are doing whatever they like. They break the principles. So religious institution, religious place means here we want to be a human being. We are trying to go back to Godhead. So it's not that God wants us to suffer. We choose to suffer. We are giving the alternative process here to go back to Godhead. Free from birth, death, old age, disease. They don't want it. No, I like it here. So, they have this very highway, Prabhupada used to say, this is a highway to hell. You know, this road, everyone's going 120 kilometers an hour. Where are they going to? you're going very fast to go to the temple or for your work. But if you boil it down, they are going somewhere, you know, to work or whatever, not to liberate themselves. So this material world is highway to hell. They are going to hell because this, the place they are living already hell. So that's why it's not that God's fault. We choose to live here. We choose to go to hell. We choose to go to jail. You can be a free man, do what a good person, and you can avoid. So similarly, we choose to go to hell. We choose to go to the prison. We can also choose to divine demoniac. We choose to go down or we can go up. Enlightenment. You can see the light or you can stay in the dark. If you're sleeping till, you know, 12 o'clock, all the curtains close, you're in the dark. You just have to open the curtain, you see the sunlight. So people are living in the dark. They don't want to wake up to the knowledge. Spiritual knowledge teaching us that there is no suffering. The soul is eternal soul. They can live peacefully in the spiritual world. But we choose to live here and suffer the karma. So, and then we say God is cruel. He created this beautiful place, but we don't want to be peaceful. So we always giving the we have to see that the bright side of everything. The bright side is the divine nature, the divine world. In fact, this material world is a place of misery. The Kalayama Sasatam, already a miserable place. And within this universe, there is hellish planet. But it starts here. This is already hell. Then, you know, then you work towards going to down more hell. So there's different level, degree of suffering. Like you go to prison, you can have a TV or you can have a not TV. You can have like different level of prisoner. Better prison or more suffering. So like that, all of us, we are prisoners, actually. We think we are free from suffering. This birth, death, all those disease, coronavirus, different disease, war, tsunami, the lava comes down the hill, what is that? Big mountain top, volcano, and then big earthquake, and then pollution, and the sea level going up, ice melting, and then there's rivers overflowing with water. And this on and on and on. So you think this is all very peaceful? This is also suffering. So we think, oh, I have my car, I have my TV, and suddenly you get cancer, and you can't enjoy any of that. Or suddenly, big bushfire, house is burned down. Or something or the other, there's this uncertainty in the material world. So this world is also full of suffering, but we are thinking. So Maya keeps us in illusion. So Bhagavatam tells us, come out from this suffering. Wake up to knowledge. Maya is so tricky. He packages to us things is very, very nice. But there is nothing nice about here. Only nice thing is chanting Hare Krishna or associating devotees. Come to Mangala Arati, chanting Japa together. Isn't it? It's so blissful to sit here and chant. He falls asleep, he get up and chant. Very simple, you know. And some devotee give you a hard time, you say Hare Krishna with a smile. And they melt. Oh, that's so nice. There's loving feelings there. There's no need to like carry on and on like a materialist and start a war, one country or other. This starts with small things. Devotees have to smile at each other, Hare Krishna Maharaji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. And then just, you feel like, wow, so nice. You know, there's that happiness, smile of a devotee. It's transcendental. That's our weapon. Spiritual happiness, chanting Hare Krishna. That's all. There's no problem here. So, we are showing the people how to come out of the jail, prison house. So that we are full of karma, but we can be free from the karma by chanting, clapping our hands in front of the deity, chanting Hare Krishna, associating, sing and dance with enthusiastic. Our karma is washed away. Like a hoof print of a calf. Ocean shrinks to the hoof print of a calf. But we don't believe in it. No, no, no. We want complicated things. We are showing the world. That's why Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam, 99% of the population are interested in sense gratification. They don't want to know Krishna. We are showing you the path to happiness. So, any other questions? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada ki jai.